Roll call to order, our Health Recreation and Arts Committee. Item two is approval minutes for March 6th meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item three is public comment, if we have anybody here for public comment. Does not look like we do, okay. Item four is our budget review for fiscal year 2024.
I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Skidmore.
Members of the committee, good to be with you. If you flip to the recreation tab in your budget, the budget has two pages, which is a summary. There are several sheets breaking down each line item. But on the second page, it's page 76. The proposed increase is 13, almost 14% over the current year. There's no new positions in the increase. The increase is mainly due to the wage plan that was presented, but also really due to the success of our recreation program. So there's more consumptions on the program side, which will yield a revenue increase as well. So it is just under 14%, but please know there's a revenue component to the budget as well. There is one new position, one new event, Children's Triathlon, that's included in the budget. And on the very next page, which is 77, I'd like to point out the first two items. Number one is a community arts center lease. So there's $200,000 programmed in the budget for next year. For that, I wanted you to be aware that that number is included, that effort's included in the budget. And the item run underneath that is just pointing out our Patriots Point contract. That's the money we pay per year to lease fields out there for the Sherwood Flowers recreational complex. Other increases, smaller but worth mentioning, increases in pool supplies and heating fuel, some adjustments to water utilities, but mainly a lot of the expenditures go towards the CNP, which is our maintenance plan. That's on page 117, where we have facility maintenance on pools and outdoor courts and ball fields. And a new project that's covered under our maintenance plan are upgrades, renovations to the existing playground at Waterfront Park. It's aged and it's in need of some improvements to keep it functioning safe. Asset replacements with our equipment, those are programmed under the ARP, which is page 123. And as far as the CIP goes, which is page 111, more funding for Mount Pleasant Way. And so those are the highlights, but there are several line items. Happy to discuss with you any of them in any detail that you like, but those are the highlights for now.
Madam Chair, I just want to say I think it's great to have the Children's Triathlon in there. That's the one we were talking about doing out at Park West, right?
That's correct.
Good. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I think that's really good.
We are too. It should be a lot of fun in conjunction with the end of a summer camp program, Children's Triathlon Summer Camp.
Good. No, that's great. Getting started young, and then they continue to move up. Next thing you know, they'll be in the one we just had over the weekend. it'd be great.
I'm sorry if I missed it while you were talking, Mr. DeMora, but I know we spent $500,000 last year's budget for field drainage. So the $80,000 in this one, which fields are still in need of new drainage?
That has not been determined yet, which field we're going to be implementing that for. We're going to just we work with public services to determine the need, the most appropriate need on those.
Okay, and then what's the $100,000 for renewable energy on 117? So much capital maintenance plan. Oh, that's in non-departmental. Sorry.
Okay. You caught me off guard on that one. Thank you.
It's just on the same piece of paper.
That's okay. You'll probably hear about that at finance.
There we go. I'll ask again.
Did he say you were about that one in finance?
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize it was non-departmental.
Okay. All right. Now, I know for the record that people were asking about the my 4-H park. So that'll probably be in the next year, right? What we'll be figuring for the
that's right.
It's staffing it's and running of the field. Okay. Yeah. So you know that's in the future. What's that? Or the year after?
Yeah, probably 2 years.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any more questions? Okay. Thank you. Do we have?
So
do we need to recommend this to budget?
I'm just going to
motion.
Make a motion to approve the budget as discussed.
To our budget committee.
Mm-hmm.
To forward this to budget committee.
Was it go to council or was it go to budget committee?
Back to budget committee.
Back to budget committee.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. All right. Next item is discussion possible action regarding the conclusion of the Farmers Market Advisory Board.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. First of all, hope you had a great weekend. We had a lot of fun at Bridge Run. It was fun seeing the folks out there and getting everybody together up there. We are looking to dissolve the Farmers Market Advisory Commission, our advisory board. It's really been a relatively non-functioning advisory commission since COVID. It was initially put together to determine what the farmers market should be, how it should function. It really is a well-oiled machine over there. Since COVID, we really haven't had very many meetings. There wasn't much to put on the agenda to discuss. So we were looking to go ahead and dissolve that advisory board.
Move to approve dissolving the board.
Same. Any discussion?
Yeah. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Oh, I guess I do have one good question. Does that then go to full council or is recreation committee just...
Honestly, I'm not sure. Does it go to council?
Sorry, I missed the question.
Does the advisory board dissolving of it go to full council?
Or...
Yes.
Our vote
done? It does.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Program projects update.
All right. Well, as I said, we did have a pretty busy weekend. It was a lot of fun. We had about 27,000 people registered in the Bridge Run over the weekend. And I didn't hear the final number going to be making it over there. I think it was somewhere around 23, 24 crossing the finish line. So very busy weekend, a lot of fun. And those that were able to brave the wind, I know it got kind of rough up on top of the bridge from what I understand, because he was pushing pretty hard. But I think they had a lot of fun. And we had fun putting it on and being a part of it. It was definitely first of all, it's not even specifically a Town of Mount Pleasant event, but highly supported by the Town of Mount Pleasant, and it's not just the Recreation Department, but I can promise you, I mean, fire, police, public services, and the work that they do is incredible. The security that's provided, the safety measures that are taken, and the work that's done to clean it up afterward is commendable, and it's just amazing how that By 11 o'clock, you wouldn't have even known an event was taking place. I mean, there's still some fencing along the sides that needed to be picked up. Aside from that, it was everything open and moving and worked out very, very well. So a lot of fun for a lot of people here. Our other programs that are going on, we have our youth sports. I won't go over each one of them there, but the spring registration is going well for both youth and adults. Tennis memberships. Ticking up a little bit there. Rentals are strong. I started reporting rentals a little bit differently, just to let you know, just so you can, if you notice for comparison. In the past, we were always showing year to date and a comparison with the entire year the year before. And we, I think just for comparison purposes, we're showing year to date now with where we were a year to date the previous year. So you can see how we're tracking compared to the previous year. Swimming program. Also, I wanted to point out something that I did there in the report. Our swim lessons. You know, I've been recording swim lessons for quite some time, but I wanted to change how it was in there because the swim lessons that we're reporting were just the swim lessons, the paid swim lessons that people pay and give an instructor, whether private or group lessons. But we added in the water program. Because those are swim lessons that are going on, and they're going on significant number of kids that are being taught how to swim. Just a refresher on the water program. That's the one we do through the schools here in the area. They pay $5 to be able to take swim lessons, and they come over. These are not swim lessons to perfect your stroke, to be on a swim team or anything like that. This is drowning prevention. This is teaching kids to be safe around the water. They get in the water, how to swim, how to, you know, be able to save their lives. It's a very, very important program. So on top of the 716 swim lessons that we do, we had an additional 259 children participating in the water program this past month. So I thought that was worth reporting, because I hadn't realized before that those numbers were being missed in our total swim number. So it's a significant number of kids learning.
Yep, Steve, one second, just so the folks, I don't think they are here when we started this. We had some kids drown swimming in one of the ponds, and we got together and talked about it, about trying to, instead of doing a physical education program where they, you know, maybe get out in the yards and run around the schools, then we could bring them over and teach them how to swim as part of the recreation, their physical education program, and it took off. And I have not heard since that time. How many years ago was that we did that?
Well, it was before I started here. It's been going, I started here 11 years ago, and it was well established before I got here.
Yeah. Okay, so Jake did it in kindergarten. So, but I remember when I first came and asked about that, I think everybody thought I was a little crazy, but man, just hearing what you just talked about and the amount of kids that are taking advantage of it and all, really, and not hearing of any kids that have drowned since then. Very successful program, and kudos to the Recreation Department for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is a program we're very proud of. That's one like when there's a write-up or SCRPA asks for information about a unique program. That's one that we highlight pretty often, because we're very proud of that one. We have a regular swim lessons, and the senior center memberships, it continues to tick up. It's actually, it's jumped up another 300 people or so since last month. So those numbers are really increasing, which is good. We're still below where our pre-COVID numbers over there, which was a little, about 21 to 2200 members. But we're at 1573 right now, and it's really, really going up, has a good trend going there. So excited about that. In some of our events going on, we had our arts festival on March 11th. It was very fun over at Town Center. It was a beautiful day. Had all the music groups and people out there from a bunch of different schools and different art booths and crafts and activities for people over there. It's a very, very fun event. CAP also hosted a volunteer work day on the weekends, where they fixed up some of the sweetgrass stands on Highway 17. They fixed four stands that were fixed up along Highway 17. They go out and they paint them, they make them look, they pretty them up a bit over there so they're not falling apart, make sure they're safe. Some also wanted to report, it's not on here, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, our last committee date was the same day as our camp registration. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was going on the same time. Camp registration, we blew it out of the water again. Every year, I think there's no way we're going to surpass the numbers that we did the year before, and we did. And last year we had, I can't remember exactly, $698,000 that were brought in on the first day, and today we brought in, this year we brought in $753,000 on the first day. And it's not because of exorbitant prices for our camps, I can promise you that. It's just the number of people that we are serving and the sheer number of camps that are being offered. It goes very well, and staff did a very good job handling that influx of people, and it was a very smooth operation. So excited for a good summer ahead of us there. So, some upcoming events. Tomorrow, Farmers Market opens up. We get a chance to make it over there at the Farmers Market. Very popular event. It will be every Tuesday from now through the end of September. Thursday, April 20th, is the mayor's music and art reception here at Town Hall. We're going to change out all the artwork here, and it's always a fun event and get a chance to meet the artists that beautify our town hall over here. On April 30th, there's another fairly large event. It's going to be down at Waterfront Park, Memorial Waterfront Park, the Blessing of the Fleet and Seafood Festival. Always a great event. Thousands of people, 10,000 plus people come out to that event each year. So looking forward to that too. And then just outside of Town Hall over here on the lawn, on May 7th is the Music on the Lawn at Town Hall. And what was the music theme on that one? It was Sail Away?
Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock. Okay, so it's Yacht Rock. So I'm not sure how you define that. But anyway, sailing music, I suppose. So. It does sound like a serious radio, XM radio station. Some project updates. Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 3, we did have the award to Hill Construction last month. Bids and purchases approved the LCK Construction Project Management Company this morning to assist with that. We have a pre-concept for Thursday, on April 6th, on Thursday, we're going to have a pre-con and get everything set to get that project going. Estimated completion on that is still the same as before, at summer of 2024. Rifle Range Road, we received RFQs from 9 design firms. We had a panel that got together and shortlisted that down to 4 firms. And we have interviews scheduled for April 19th and 20th to make final selection. And I plan on going to bids and purchases in May with that selection. Park West Pool, we're still completing the permitting process. And we're still working with the design team. If we can, we're trying everything we can to see if there's any possibility. It seemed like there wasn't before, but the door's been cracked, and we're exploring any possibility of providing portable restrooms and showers to see if there's any way that it can remain open in some capacity during the construction, even if it's a portion of the construction process, not the whole time, but we're exploring that. Anticipated start on that project is August. And Carolina Phase 3 is progressing, should be completed in mid-August. And Phase 4 is underway to be completed later next spring. We also did a lot of baseball field improvements, primarily through our Public Services Department, taking the lead on that at Darch and Park West. The Park West drainage was completed, and also the Cygnus Fields. We really improved the infields of the Cygnus Fields. So that's a few of them. I think I reported, if I'm not mistaken, I think I reported last month that the Park West track is fully open and highly used, and public seems to be very pleased with that.
Thank you. Any questions, anything else? All right. If there's nothing else, wait. I guess we adjourned.
Thank you.